fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, it is Friday, the 6th day of January, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Maybe a good time to remind people why I say year of our Lord. First of all, it is accurate. 2023, year of our Lord. Second of all, it irritates communists, Muslims, and atheists. So that's 2 good reasons to say year of our Lord, 2023. We do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, which also irritates communists, atheists, and Muslims. But that's what we do. No apologies whatsoever. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day is to pray for our republic. Please pray for our republic. 2 years ago today that there was a rally, Washington, D.C., January 6, 2021. It got out of control. The truth has not been revealed to the general public. We've had people now locked up for 2 years without bail. That flies in the face of American jurisprudence. Even people charged with murder can make bail. How about people that casually walked past the guards holding the doors open of the U.S. Capitol, walked around, took some pictures, and left? What did they do that was so horrendous that they are held for 2 years without bail? Well, obviously they didn't. I know several men that went there. I was invited. I chose not to go. I've been to these rallies before and never saw much change afterwards. So I didn't see any point. Friday mornings, we like to talk to Tom Berryhill about emergency survival communications and ham radio. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with emergency communications and ham radio. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you with us. Well, this is our first Friday morning of the new year, and we Okay, I need to check my microphone connection here. Not much I can do about that at the moment. So anyway, Tom, we have this new year. We have lots of issues on the table, and the concerns we have not gone away. In fact, if anything, they've become even more important, haven't they, sir?
Yes, sir, they sure have.
So what are these concerns? Well, the economy, obviously. The rate of inflation is roughly twice what the official numbers are, because they do not include things such as food and fuel and rent in these inflation numbers. The war in Ukraine is about to begin its second year. It looks like NATO and the United States are doing everything they can to provoke extreme reaction from Russia. Massive mistake. There's no winners in this war. Ukrainian people are losing. The Russian people are losing. The NATO allies eventually are going to lose if they get involved in this thing much deeper. I don't see anything worth fighting for in Ukraine myself to expend American blood and fortune. Do you, Tom?
No, John. I think we ought to stay out of it, but it doesn't look like that's happening.
It doesn't. It doesn't. We had a lady at the meetup last night who's a licensed ham radio operator, brilliant woman, who she'll be making a presentation in Orlando, Florida. I believe it's next month, it might be March, on the effects of COVID on a rural Missouri county. And she'll be getting into the people dying from the vaccines, which she has very thoroughly documented in Dent County, Missouri. Looking forward to getting to know her better and find out what it is that she's been learning. But she is a licensed ham radio operator, and she talked about talking to her ham buddies on a regular basis. It's a close-knit community, the ham radio community, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John, and there's quite a bit of local participation on the VHF and UHF frequencies, and of course you can have international friends that you connect with on the HF shortwave frequencies. And this isn't going through internet or any type of infrastructure like that. It's going from your radio to the other person's radio halfway around the world if you wish to do that.
That's right. That's right. Completely independent. As long as you got a source of power, which can be a solar power, battery power, automobile power, diesel truck power, and obviously the power grid itself, you can be talking worldwide, can't you?
You certainly can. It's not hard to do. And it's incredible how well this newer type of equipment is to use and set up. It's a lot easier than it was in the old days, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And we have a favorite website we'd like to refer people to. That's the ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. The American Radio Relay League. It's been around right at a century, haven't they, Tom?
Well, it's over 100 years. I think their 100th year was in 2014, so it's about 109 years.
So they began in 2000, they began in 1915, if they had their 100-year anniversary in 2014, right?
I believe that's the dates. I did purchase one of their ARRL handbooks that was the an anniversary copy, hardbound. It had a serial number and all that stuff on it. I did want to have one of those. I don't have it handy right now. I could tell you the exact date, but I think it was 2014 was their centennial copy.
Right, right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have knowledge, information in real time from what's to learn what's going on in your community, your county, your state, the region you live in, the country you live in, and the world you live in, all those sources. The way to do that is have high-quality radio equipment that you own, and you have an independent power supply that will give you the real deal, real information in real time, regardless of what's going on. If the power grid's down, if the internet's down, if there's a crisis of some sort, you'll still know what's going on, won't you, Tom?
That's very true, and it's such an important time in history to have that equipment. Even if you're not interested in ham radio itself, you should have, at a minimum, a shortwave receiver that offers single sideband capabilities that will allow you to listen to the ham operators, as well as international shortwave broadcasts. A lot of good information comes from non-domestic sources. So if you're listening to stations outside of your own country, you're going to get a lot of unfiltered news. And then it's a good idea to have a scanner, VHF and UHF scanner, that offers P25 digital capabilities, because that is what most of the law enforcement and those types of services use for communications. It's all digital modulation. The older scanners just will not pick it up, so you really need to get something more current. So those two pieces of equipment would help somebody, even if they're not a ham radio operator. You do get into ham radio operator, depending on your license class, you can get equipment for local and some regional coverage at the technician class, and you can go up to general class and extra class and get the high frequency. Those bands would be available for use, and that's where you're able to contact other ham operators worldwide.
That's right. Well, yesterday I was in a charitable store, and there was six people at the round table listening to the scanner trying to determine where the fire was. I saw two fire trucks, an ambulance, and a sheriff's deputy go past the charitable store down Highway 49. And so they were listening very carefully to find out what was on fire. Out here in the country, people listen to scanners pretty a lot. It's kind of it's a pastime for many people, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you what, we had our own little network. This is going way back, John. I'm the only one left living that was part of that. The other guys have all passed on. But we had our own roundtable, kind of like a discussion group that would be on the 2-meter ham band. It didn't go through a repeater or anything. It was a point-to-point. And one of the old, I think I've told you about this guy. He flew B-17 bombers over Germany. Had some incredibly interesting stories to tell. And he said they weren't allowed to take cameras, but he always had a camera with him. And he had a footlocker full of photographs. And he always told me, I got to show you those photographs. Well, unfortunately, he was affected by Alzheimer's and ended up in a nursing home. Passed away a couple of years ago, but he told me one day, where he says, meet me up at the restaurant in town. So I went over there, and he says, hey, we got to be careful what we're talking about. And I said, why is that? He says, there's a whole crew of people listening to us every time we're on there. I said, really? He goes, yeah, they've got scanners. And And I said, how'd you know that? He says, I was at the grocery store, and some lady recognized my voice in the checkout line. She says, hey, we listen to you guys all the time. That's really interesting. We talk about political stuff, technical issues.
Right.
You had to be real careful. You start talking about the local issues in these small towns, everybody knows everybody. And so we had to be real careful then. And I knew that people would listen in, but I didn't realize that many of them were. And the word got around him, and he said we had quite an audience every night.
Well,
that's right.
That doesn't surprise me at all. People got a lot of discretionary time, and that's what they do. Well, we got a question or comment about emergency communications of ham radio. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, getting back to the ARRL.org website, it's one-stop shopping. It is the best place to get started with ham radio. One of the things we should mention is you can find your local ham radio club or clubs, plural, depending on where you live. There may be two or three clubs in a reasonable distance from where you are. And getting active in a ham radio club is one of the best ways to get a quick start on all this, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it really is, because those people will have used equipment that they're selling. There may be discussions, educational-type programs on setting up various types of antennas and equipment types and the finer points on operating that equipment. And another thing that's important to learn is the on-the-air procedures. How do you establish contact? Learning the ropes on that can be a little bit intimidating when you first get started. But the Ham Radio Club, those members will help you. They've already been through all that, and they'll help you feel comfortable with it. And once you do get on the air, it takes a very short period of time, and you're up and running and no problem going forward. But, of course, those ham radio operators at the club will help you learn all that. And some of them may be your first contacts anyway, so you'll talk to them, and they'll walk you through it. It's a fun thing, John, to when you first get started, to learn about all this and meet all these new people. And for the most part, the ham radio operators are conservative types, and they're interested in the same things that are discussed here on Republic Broadcasting.
Yeah. Well, here at Republic Broadcasting, we do a great job of outreach. At one time, we had shortwave outreach worldwide. We haven't done that for a long time. When I first got started with Republic Broadcasting, we still had a shortwave broadcast. But the time may come when we may need to do that again, couldn't it?
It could happen. There are sources out there, international shortwave stations here in the States that can be used for that. You know, the main purpose for the license states that their main purpose is to offer information to other countries. And that's what those international shortwave broadcasters are for. It just so happens that their signal covers most of the United States as well, the continental U.S. And because of that, they're widely used for broadcast that you wish to get the message out to a much wider audience. Most people don't even know about it, John. They have no clue that there's a shortwave broadcast industry that even exists. And it used to be more popular way back in the old days, 60s, even into the 70s, but throughout the 50s, 60s, there was quite a few stations, and it was a popular thing to do, to have a shortwave radio in the house and tune around and hear some of these stations.
Yeah, my parents had one that I messed with when I was a boy. We got a caller on hold here, Tom. We got Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, John and Tom. My question is, you mentioned, John, that your neighbor was finding out about the vaccine through the shortwave. On the ham radio. No. I thought that ham radio did not allow political and hot button issues. I thought it just had to be general chit chat or emergency.
No, what's not allowed is business. You can't run a taxi company through ham radio. That's what's not allowed is business. You want to hold on, Judy?
Excuse me?
You want to hold on through the break?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com, back up and running. Pretty close to 100%, not quite. The real estate listings are not all back up yet. But all the articles, more than 200 articles and videos about COVID-19, the COVID clot shot, are back up in full force, including the articles and videos by Dr. Michael Brown, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Life-saving information. And, of course, the energy cleaner and the mattress pads are there at my website, ready to be purchased if you choose to, at thelibertyman.com. Building with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about ham radio. And Judy, for clarification purposes, the woman at the meeting last night wasn't referring to anything about vaccines and ham radio. There was two separate standalone issues. Her knowledge about the vaccines comes from her profession. She's a healthcare professional. So just for clarification purposes, Judy.
Okay. Thank you.
And, yes, but as far as what's not allowed on ham radio, vulgarity is not allowed. Conducting business, you can't run a plumbing business or a contracting business or a taxi cab business using ham radio. It's for not for those purposes. Does that help you out there, Judy?
Yeah, what about politics? You're not supposed to talk about politics either, are you?
No, there's no restriction on that whatsoever, none.
Oh, really?
Now you couldn't use it as a to raise money for a campaign. That would be a business purpose. But for people can talk about politics all they want, Tom, can't they?
Yeah, you can. In fact, there's roundtable discussion nets on there at times, and they talk about political issues. There's some religious groups that have discussions on a regular weekly basis, and everything in between. But no, you cannot use it to operate a business. No income type of operations are allowed. And I think there are some trading networks on there where they buy and sell, swap equipment. I think some of that is allowed because you're just swapping equipment around, things like that. There could be some money involved, but nobody's out there actually using it as an income stream. So some of that's allowed. And when you said vulgarity isn't allowed, I'll tell you, I hate to say this, but it's some of the stuff I've heard on there, and I told you about some of it. I couldn't believe it. And it's not like it was in the old days. And, you know, a lot of the CB guys with their very poor habits have come over to the ham radio frequencies, and they brought those bad habits with them. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on. Not all the time, but it's just not like it used to be.
No.
When I first started.
It's not. You got any other questions or comments there for us, Judy?
No, that's it. Thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome. Bye. Anytime, my dear. The call number is 512-248-8252. And just to remind people, especially older folks, you no longer need to have Morse code knowledge to get a ham radio license, do you?
No, not anymore. That went out the window, probably around 15 years ago. That's long gone. And the reason it was there, that was by international law, because so much of the traffic, especially for maritime communications, all of that was by Morse code. And so the ham radio operators were, I guess they looked at it as a source of training radio operators for maritime service, military service. But that's somewhat antiquated. It's still used quite a bit, but most of the operators today have never touched a telegraph key.
Right. Okay. Well, Tom, we got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. When we get back, we'll get more details on just how to get started in ham radio, the benefits of being involved. And there's a lot of benefits for all age categories of boys and girls, men and women, isn't there?
Oh, there really is. And it's they've made it a lot easier. The entry requirements have been eased up quite a bit in recent years. Multiple choice tests, the answers or questions and answers are public record. So some people with really good memorizing skills have even passed it. They don't know anything about it. So it's not hard to get into. And it's, I think, a little bit of studying, maybe 2 hours a night, couple of nights a week, do that for several weeks, less than a month for sure, and I think you'd be ready to take the test. There's online, there's websites online that have simulated testing that's using those questions and answers, and you can.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
C Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Down for 2.5 weeks, got it up back up a couple of days ago. It was a challenge. The things you're used to seeing are back up and running full speed. The documentary done by Stu Peters, Died Suddenly, is right there. Mandatory watching that, quite frankly, it really is. The products that you're used to seeing are there. The Harvest-Rite commercial quality freeze-dried equipment that you can install in your home and make your own freeze-dried equipment. The MyPillow towels and pillowcases and pillows. Mike Lindell's a great guy, and he has great products at a great price. Of course, the energy cleaner, and we'll be talking the third hour with Brady about the Liberator rocket heaters. I've got mine going just a few feet from me, keeping the whole house nice and warm and cozy. So everything's back up and running full speed, EMP, shield devices, and so forth at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad right there using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Many of our listeners have children and grandchildren that are being homeschooled, don't they, sir?
Yes, John, that's very true, and ham radio is an excellent teaching tool. If you want these young people to learn about electronics and communications, it is a really, really good way to get started, an excellent way for teaching those skills. You start a young person, interest them in electronics, maybe 7, 8 years old, something like that, on a homeschool or or maybe just some sort of a side a deal where they could start learning these things after school, maybe work on that. By the time they're an adult, they would be very well versed and could probably get a very high-paying job in numerous different industries. I've talked to college professors that have said that many times, like in electrical engineering, I used to do a lot of, we manufactured multi-layer printed circuit boards for many years. And one of my customers, John, was the University of Missouri out there in Rolla, the electrical engineering, very, very good engineering school. And right. One of the professors out there told me that as far as electrical engineering went, he would have certain students maybe in the freshman class, but they would just, they'd be so far ahead of the rest of the class. And he said in most cases, they were a ham radio operator, and that's where they learned the ropes. And it helped them immensely in their studies. So that's a good way to get these young people started for a career that will give them an excellent income for their whole life. And with that, maybe a very good retirement too. It's and those skills can be applied in so many different industries. So it's good to also build maybe some kits and learn how to do the wiring and the assembly process, learn how the different component parts work. It's getting harder and harder to do some of that because the parts are getting smaller and so much of it is automated nowadays. There's no wires on most of these electronic components. They just sit right on the circuit board and they're fused on there. They're soldered on with automated equipment. But that still can be done on a small scale by hand, hand assembly. It's still done. But you need your soldering skills. You need to learn soldering skills and to work on these radios nowadays with these microscopic parts on there. A good soldering setup is needed, and those skills need to be developed, and that can all be acquired by starting these people at a very young age and making it part of the curriculum. The homeschoolers have been looking into this and doing a lot of this for a long time. So it's just something to take a look at.
It is. It is. There's all kinds of radio building kits that people can get for entry level for youngsters, 7, 8 years old to one suitable for the young adults. Homeschoolers using ham radio can teach their children mathematics. They can teach them radio theory. They can learn basic soldering and building techniques, which are the same as building a computer. Requires the same skills as building a ham radio, doesn't it?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, most of the radio equipment today is software-defined. They're called SDR, software-defined radios. And they're nothing more than a computer. The computer actually listens to the analog transmission coming over the air and converts it to digital, and all the other processing is done with a computer. The radio actually is a computer, and then it converts it back to analog to have the audio coming out so you can listen to it with a speaker or headset. And it's just the way of the future, and that's the way everything's going. So if you know about computers, that's really handy because ham radio is also used for digital communications, and they have all types of equipment available to make that ham radio work almost just like a cell phone. You can hook up a keyboard, a computer, a tablet. In fact, a lot of ham operators use their smartphone to actually control and operate their ham radio station. That can be done as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's a hobby that has a lot of different aspects to it. There's even ways to bounce signals off the moon, isn't there?
Yes, that's called Moon Bounce, or EME, Earth, Moon, Earth. And that's been quite popular for a long, long time. But they use the very extremely high frequencies for that, over 1 gigahertz. One of the ham bands that was used for that was 1296 megahertz. And there's a lot of that going on. I've never done that myself, but you can also talk to the space shuttle. There's been a lot of interest in that. Some of the space shuttle flights have ham radio operators on board, and that was always a real popular thing with the schools. The elementary schools as well as high schools would set up a station and let the students talk to the astronauts on the space shuttle. That really piqued some interest in ham radio, and a lot of those young people then went on to get involved in ham radio and learn a lot about it. And not only the communication side of it, but how that all works. You know, talking into a microphone or typing on a keyboard doesn't teach you anything about what's going on inside that equipment. But with ham radio, you're allowed to actually, and encouraged, by the way, John, they're encouraged to learn as much as you can, as much as you wish. You don't have to, but the ham operators are allowed to tinker with the equipment itself as long as it doesn't cause interference to other communication services. It's the only communications service that's licensed by the Federal Communications Commission that allows the licensee to actually construct their own equipment from scratch if they wish, or convert other pieces of equipment. There's no restrictions on that other than frequency bands and power levels. You can't exceed certain power levels. But there's a wide latitude there with what you can do. And the skills obtained from doing that are immense.
Well, the ham radio community is ready to welcome new people with open arms. Your local ham radio club, you touched on this briefly, Tom, but within the confines of these local clubs, high-quality used equipment is bought and sold and traded back and forth routinely, isn't it?
Yes, that goes on all the time, and all you have to do is attend the club, one of their meetings, and just put the word out what you're looking for. If you're just getting started, introduce yourself. You don't have to be a ham radio operator yet, but they'll help you get started. And most of the time, it's these radio clubs that offer the test sessions. That's where you take your test to get your call sign and get your license and get your station on the air. So it's a very relaxed atmosphere when you go to take that test. It's the people you've been seeing at the ham radio club, the regular members that conduct those testing sessions. The clubs, many of them typically will have study groups as well. They'll take you from the very elementary levels all the way up through what you need for the various classes of license that are available. And it's just a great way to learn more about the technology and the knowledge needed to pass that test. It's not real hard to do. You can do it on your own. There's online simulated testing websites available. They will allow you to take the test. And once you start getting a passing grade, you're ready to take the actual test. And that's where you go to the ham club. But it's a good idea to go to these ham clubs and meet these other people and learn more about how it all works, and also the study groups. These people that will conduct those study groups are also the ones that are going to give you the test when it comes time to take it. Then once you've passed that test, they'll grade it right then. They'll tell you if you've passed or not. They send the information to the FCC. They certify your test results. And within days, I say days, sometimes it's a week or so, but it doesn't take long. Not like the old days, John. I had to wait back in the day when I took mine. It was 1967, and the FCC even had a problem with one of their computers, and I took the test in June, but they didn't issue the license until first or second week of August. It took that long, and for a young kid, that's a long time to wait.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep, it is. Well, in normal times, ham radio is a fun hobby that boys and girls 8, 9 years old, and grandparents, regardless of their age, can all participate equally. As I sometimes mention, much of what children do when they play is pretend to do what adults do, but that's not the case with ham radio. With ham radio, the children aren't pretending to do what adults do. They're actually doing the exact same thing, the exact same equipment as adults. And that gives them a real feeling of accomplishment, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's really true, John. I bought some equipment from another ham operator, and I was talking to him on the phone. We're about the same age, and he just retired from the medical field. He was an orthopedic surgeon. Well, he is now working, I guess, part-time at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota, I think is where they are. But he was an interesting guy to talk to. We're on the phone for a couple of hours talking about the old days and how things were and stuff like this. And he told me, here he is, an orthopedic surgeon, but he routinely talks to teenagers on there that are just developing interest in ham radio and electronics and maybe other things. And he talks to them and learns about them and so on. So it was that was an interesting conversation we had. You never know who you're going to be talking to on there. You might be talking to a plumber or an electrician. A lot of computer people are on there, so you might be talking to some very skilled computer programmers on there, and there's people that develop websites, and there's just people from all walks of life. And it's really interesting to make friends with these folks and get to know them better.
Absolutely. It's an interesting group of people, to say the least. And we get emails, and I get photographs. I forward them to you. Men and women who, because of these Friday morning discussions, they got involved in ham radio. They got their license. They got their equipment, their Radio Shack set up with their tower, their antennas, the coax, also, and a power supply. One thing, everything, these skills, one builds on the other, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. And I don't want to discourage anybody thinking they need a large tower, because you don't for most purposes. And I've, aside from some commercial systems I set up, I've never worked with large towers or anything. I've always just had wire antennas that were shot up over the tops of trees with slingshots and everything else. Very simple type antennas, but they work quite well. In fact, the antenna I use right now is 350 feet long. It's about 50 or 60 feet off the ground, and it's through the tops of some tall trees. And then I have that connected to an antenna coupler that adjusts that antenna for the frequency I'm operating on. And now this is for the HF, or the short wave frequencies. And with that antenna, I've talked all over the world easily, no problem at all. But I'm usually on Morse code. But I have used the microphone, that type of communications at times, and had no problem talking to anywhere all over the country and foreign countries. And then a lot of the hams though decide to put up a large antenna system with a beam antenna, or what's called a Yagi antenna, to give them even a larger signal. It gives them a larger presence on the high frequency bands, but it's not absolutely necessary. And many times there's a huge interest in portable operations, and many of these ham operators will use very small wire antennas. I was talking to one guy on there once, John, and he just had some kind of a heavy weight that he would sling up over a tree branch, and that held his antenna up in the air. The wire antenna pulled it up over that tree branch, and that's how he communicated. And he talked all over the world with a setup like that. So it can be done. And there's all types of YouTube videos of some of these ham operators operating portable stations under some of the most adverse conditions you could ever imagine. And they're communicating worldwide under those conditions, with minimal equipment, running from batteries and maybe a solar panel or a very small generator. And there's a lot of interest in that type of operating today. And as far as emergency communications goes, that right there shows how it can be done.
That's right. That's right. It can be done. It's very doable. As hobbies go, the ham radio hobby is relatively inexpensive compared to many others, especially cars, planes, and boats. Right, Tom?
Oh, that's very true. You can get started if you're really careful and look around and take your time. If you're not in a hurry, you can easily find some equipment for around $100. Get everything you needed on a very elementary level, but it would get you started.
All right, here's our last break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
back. Well, Tom, we get the word out every week and encouraging people to consider ham radio, get involved. You don't necessarily have to get a ham radio license to listen, and listening is where you can learn a lot, isn't it?
Well, that's true, and that's why I mentioned a shortwave radio with single sideband capabilities, a scanner with P25 allows you to listen to law enforcement in your local area, the VHF and UHF communications for the services, local services, utilities, things like that. And also those scanners would pick up the local ham radio frequencies. A lot of that is analog. That can be picked up with an older scanner, but a lot of the ham operators have also gone to digital. So it's just those two pieces of equipment could be very helpful if you want to listen in the ham operators, but they could also be used during emergencies to help you gather information and hear what's going on worldwide as well as local.
I like to talk about sometimes the during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968, the only radio communications we had was the Armed Forces radio out of Saigon, and it was limited. It was scary, and it's human nature that if you don't have good information, your mind goes to the worst-case scenario immediately, such as parents expecting a teenager home at 9 p.m. when it's midnight. The parents think the child is laying somewhere bleeding in a ditch from a car accident. So having good information immediately can really give you some peace of mind, and can't attempt.
Yeah, that's true, John. And, of course, the cell phones have eliminated a lot of those fears and helped quite a bit. But what if that whole system goes down? Well, that's where the ham radio equipment can help quite a bit. And, you know, when during a Tet Offensive in the late 60s, I think that was 68, was that 68 when it happened?
Right,
I think.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the late 60s, we have an 11-year sunspot cycle, and that affects how communications is. And the different sunspot cycles, some are better than others for communications. But as far as that goes, one of the best sunspot cycles we ever had for communications purposes was the late 1960s. It was just incredible how little power it took to communicate worldwide. And I used to hear those backpack radios that were being used in Vietnam, John. I would hear those guys calling in artillery coordinates and all that stuff from out in the field. Now, this was getting into the what was called low band, the frequencies between 30 and 50 megahertz, or I think they went up to 30 to 76 megahertz. But I'd hear them all the way in St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right. Tom, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Scott Huff. Take care.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.